Strolling through the park just west of Battlefield Mall, various agencies have set up shop to serve families and individuals. Fire trucks, police vehicles, and ambulances align the walkway and are available for children and adults alike to sit in and explore. The Springfield Greene County Health Department is doing free blood pressure screenings. Highland Dairy is passing out ice cream, and many other agencies and neighborhood associations are in attendance, offering activities and sharing information. Sergeant Jennifer Charleston is with the Springfield Police Department's Community Resources Unit, which coordinates with Community Partnership of the Ozarks to put this annual event together. Charleston says the fun activities are designed to not only promote safety, but also bridge the gap between agencies and the community.
Well, the big thing is that why we're here. We want to know people that let people know that, hey, come up to us and let us know your concerns and what you have, and that we're there for them. So I think given different activities that we present, that it makes us approachable in that aspect.
The Springfield Police Department has a dunk tank, providing event goers a chance to dunk an officer, along with a crash test demonstration to experience. Several Springfield neighborhoods are also represented. Marty Mowry, president of the Tom Watkins Neighborhood Association, says this is the second year participating in the National Night Out, and she feels it's a great experience. Mowry says increasing safety in neighborhoods like Tom Watkins starts with getting neighbors to interact with each other and the larger community.
A lot of them have kind of been, you know, kind of scared to talk to police, retaliation, etc. But we're trying to break that cycle and, you know, let them know you can talk to your PAR officer, you can talk to the chief of police. They're always there to help us, but it's just trying to get our neighbors out of that shell. And so with this, they see the positive side, not just the negative stuff that you see in the press.
Families with children of all ages were in attendance. While many declined to be recorded for the interview, everyone I spoke with shared that they felt it was a fun way to learn more about what the community had to offer. William McCrimmon says this is the third year he and his family have come out because it is free, safe, and a great way to learn more about the area agencies.
It's kind of a relaxed atmosphere. Like I said, the police department is here. They're in the dunk tank. You've got the fire department. You've got BACA. So, yeah, it does bridge the gap between the community and these organizations.
Condensed versions of this event are to be scheduled in connection with many of the local neighborhood associations. For KSMU News, I'm Teresa Bettman.